Now to your letters. And several of you were delighted to hear our conversation with our classical music commentator, Robert Greenberg, about people music. Victor Saimo of Pahoa, Hawaii, was particularly moved by the music. Thank you for that wonderful piece, he writes, about the music of the Sistine Chapel. Sacred music is literally and figuratively heavenly to me. In the early years of this decade, I sang with the choir of the Tridentine Latin Mass of San Diego and occasionally with the Gregorian chant group Chorus Breviari. Thanks for bringing back fond memories. I listened to your program on the internet and I immediately hit the replay button. Our coverage of Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the United States prompted many of you to write in. Robin Farrell of South Royalton, Vermont, enjoyed hearing the insights of Sister Joan Chittister, a Benedictine nun, about the role of women in the church.
I am a peace activist, artist, educator, and raised Catholic. Sister Joan spoke for millions of us. She was kind, empowering, and articulate in her comments. Thank you for your genius of selection on this important weekend of the Pope's U.S. visit. I am a four-year cancer survivor battling stage 4 breast and secondary bone cancer. NPR keeps me connected and energized.
Last week, we introduced our new online election blog, Sunday Soapbox, and to our guest bloggers who will be leading the online discussions. Nicole Sewers Larson of San Diego, California, wrote in to say she perceived a bias among our bloggers. The first, she writes, who was also given the most prominence, was repeatedly referred to as a Republican, and she also lauded her Republican activism. I waited intently to listen to the descriptions and comments of your other two bloggers. Neither was described as or referred to as being a Democrat. This leads me to conclude you are continuing to exalt and perpetuate Karl Rove's permanent Republican majority, even though the country has long moved away from neoconservatism, the rest of the mainstream media continues to idolize. Rebecca Lanier of Murphy's, California, took issue with the idea of a blog altogether. Sorry to hear the new segment on NPR, she wrote, and disappointed that NPR has lowered itself to the status of Fox, CNN, and MSNBC by relaying opinions from individuals who have no clue. Blogging is gossip, and just like American Idol, another example of the slow decline of our once educated society. Let me remind you that you can share your thoughts about the election or about blogging at the Sunday Soapbox website, npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. You can also send your comments, critical or complimentary, by going to our webpage, npr.org. Just click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.